All right, welcome back to the Finer Things Club. This is episode 2. Today we'll be talking about Coachella and just music in general. I think Coachella is a good example of the changing landscape of music as we see EDM really cement itself as the it genre.
Yeah, joining here, Jay as well. Want to talk a little bit about Coachella, how EDM is playing such a massive part, how, you know, year after year, you're seeing the Sahara tent just becoming like this place where people just pack in and stay for most of the time. But of course, you know, EDM, a lot of the EDM, like, oh, you know, for a lot of our friends, which you might hear, like, Coachella is basically the Sahara tent. It's just staying in one single tent.
Yeah, and it's weird because it did originally, historically started as, you know, a rock concert.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things I've been reading are that, like, the Sahara tent was packed and, you know, acts like Arcade Fire. Like, people chose to go to the Sahara tent over them, and they're, like, the headliner.
Yeah.
Arcade Fire, who else was there? Muse?
Muse was there.
Muse was not packed. That's what I heard.
Muse wasn't packed?
Yeah, they all went to Sahara. Everybody went to Sahara.
There was something big during Muse, too. I think it was, like, Nas's 20th anniversary of Illmatic, which for a lot of hip-hop heads and people that like, you know, rap, like, that was, like, pretty monumental show and, like, something to check out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm excited to see, you know, I think Coachella started, what, 99?
I don't really know. You want to look it up?
I want to say 99.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, at least that's my guess.
But it's almost become, like, almost just like EDC, kind of. I mean, everybody's more excited to see the EDM artists rather than, you know, I heard Outkast was very disappointing.
I heard of that, too, but why? Yeah. You know?
I don't know. We'll ask.
We'll
definitely
find out.
See. Let's see. I want to look up Coachella's history.
I remember, like, it's just crazy. I've heard a lot of, like, politics going back and forth between, like, Golden Voice, who I think organizes it, all this event, and, like, the city of India.
Yeah, you're right. 99. Yeah.
99.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like, you know, all these people are coming into India, which is, like, to me, like, an unknown city in California. Like, I don't really know why else you would go to India unless you lived around the region or the area.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, that's becoming, like, in a sense, infamous for having, like, you know, teen pop kids coming rolling through for, like, a week, two weekends, right?
It's true, yeah.
But it's a huge economic boost.
It's weird to see how much it's grown. Let me just read off to you, you know, some of the early headline acts. So in 99, the headline acts were Beck, The Chemical Brothers, Tool, Morrissey, and Rage Against the Machine. 2000 didn't take place. 2001, it was, let's see, Jane's Addiction, Fatboy Slim, Weezer, The Roots.
Damn, Weezer. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That's
the sweater song probably put him on the top.
Yeah.
Sigur Rós. Yeah, Sigur Rós was there in 2001.
Were they? Oh, yeah, I do see that. So let's see. 2002, Jack Johnson, Cake, Pete Yorn, Jurassic 5, Bjork, Queens of the Stone Age. But these are all, you know, rock bands.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see, like, when 2003, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Beastie Boys, as well as Iggy Pop. So when did this, like, shift start to occur? 2004 is Radiohead, The Cure, Belle and Sebastian, Flaming Lips.
But I always see Coachella as more, like, trying to get back and, like...
Mm-hmm.
Look who it is.
Yeah, look who it is. All right, we just had our friend Raul walk in. We'll be interviewing him.
Raul? I think Coachella really is just following the shift, though, of people's tastes. Like, EDM has become more popular. It's not because of Coachella. It's rather a reflection of people's tastes and gravitating toward new musical styles in the same sense that, like, I felt like you'll see the history of Coachella, like, shifting from, like, I feel like, rock with these heavy bands coming in to more of like a rap flavor, and then I feel like a natural progression is the EDM that we see today.
Definitely. In fact, I would say Arcade Fire, in fact, the lead man said himself, he had a comment on stage where he said, shout out to all the bands that actually played live instruments. So,
yeah.
at this festival.
Yeah, did you hear that? Or I read.
Yeah, he read. Yeah, he said that. He also called out the VIP area. He said it sucks in there, which was really? Pretty funny. Yeah, he said that. So he was definitely berating Coachella for mm-hmm. becoming this massive money-making machine of EDM music.
Yeah, but also on another point, I feel like it's almost become not really about the music itself, but for like it's become a thing of like, oh, it's like a giant party that you don't want to miss almost. It's not really, people don't really go for the music first and foremost. That's kind of secondary. The first thing is like, oh, all my friends are going. It's become this like cool thing to attend. You know?
It's totally a scene.
Wait, so did you see Justin Bieber at least?
I didn't see Justin Bieber, unfortunately. Leo? I didn't see Leo. I saw a video of Leo. Mm-hmm. I did see Aaron Paul.
Who's Aaron Paul?
He was Breaking Bad.
Oh, I saw people like, he was photobombing
yeah,
his pictures.
Yeah. He was super cool. He was just dancing a storm.
Yeah.
So he was having a great time with his wife or fiance.
Wait, so Sunday at 9, this is when you were detained. Who was still left to go?
So Disclosure was just about to go.
And Calvin Harris, right?
No, Calvin was right before.
Oh, okay.
So I went from Calvin to Disclosure, and in between Calvin and Disclosure, we had a little bit of time. That's why I went to the beer garden. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was left, and then Arcade Fire.
Ah,
sweet. Yeah. So it was, I mean, and it just would have sucked because
yeah,
it's just like I would have gone home alone.
Okay.
You know, all my friends weren't going to leave at 9 p.m. on Sunday. So it's just kind of like I was going to miss Disclosure. I was going to miss Arcade Fire, which I didn't want to do, obviously.
Right. Who are the top three artists before that you're looking forward to most before the weekend?
Before the weekend, I would say Arcade Fire.
Uh-huh.
I would say Outkast was up there, and Muse as well. Any of the headliners were all.
Okay.
But Outkast was the biggest disappointment by far.
Why? All right.
Andre 3000 just seemed like he didn't want to be there. Mailed in the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Really? They had
very. I heard low energy. Their song choice was not very. It was sort of low energy.
And they were just like, even from the beginning, like from the get go, like
yeah,
they just were like, fuck it, like we don't really want
to
be.
They just didn't seem like they wanted to be there. I think Big Boy tried to keep the energy up, but Andre was just mailing it in. And
was it his body language? Or was he just
He wasn't energetic. He wasn't seem like it. And it was maybe their first performance in 10 years or something like that. So maybe it was a matter of not having.
Yeah, I also feel like Big Boy's sort of been relevant, right? I know he's been in like, done some like, he's been a featured artist in like some Janelle Monáe songs.
Yeah, yep. And they brought her out.
He's been doing his acting thing, right?
Yeah.
They brought Janelle Monáe out.
I heard. What songs did they do?
I mean, they started with Bombs Over Baghdad, which it was like, okay, awesome. This is high energy. Everybody was partying.
Yeah.
Then, like you said, they started to go into kind of this mode of, you know, really low energy songs. And everybody mm-hmm. was just like, what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
They did play like Miss Jackson and all their recent hits and Hey Ya, obviously.
Roses,
they played, which was awesome. So anytime that happened.
Did they have like a band out or was it just
them? No, not really. They had, I think they had maybe a few percussive elements, but otherwise it was just not good. It's not good. And then they had audio issues, so they brought out Killer Mike at the very end to do Whole World.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they have a curfew at midnight or whatever, and so they got cut off. So it was just kind of like, all right, we brought out Killer Mike to do Whole World, and then cut out. Oh, never mind.
So he didn't
see you
perform?
Weekend two, Coachella. Yeah.
Damn.
It's just like very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Not well done there. So Arcade Fire was sweet. Flume was very cool. Empire of the Sun was very cool.
What was Empire of the Sun like?
They're actually cool because they were in the Sahara tent, which is like the EDM tent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the light show was sweet.
And they dress up.
They dress up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big production.
I saw them at Spook Fest. They were the headline act.
Right.
But everybody left because it didn't really seem to fit in.
Yeah.
They were the last ones to go up. I forget who else was there. But everybody left, like the EDM crowd in Oakland left. They didn't like it.
It's interesting. They're like the one band that's kind of the that crosses over or tries to cross over. It sounds like it didn't work at Spookfest, but tries to cross over into EDM. Like they were at the Sahara tent. They go to this EDM shows like mm-hmm. Spookfest and I've seen them at other EDM, like, bills.
Right, right.
Where it's like, huh, what's Empire of the Sun? But they do have electronic dance music. That's what they all are.
I think a lot of bands were seeing that, like churches, for
instance.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see more and more bands like that, like indies slowly. Like, that's what Jay and I were discussing before, how indies slowly, everything's being taken over by EDM influence.
Yep.
So I definitely think we'll see more bands like that in the future.
So you feel like you miss out when you watch, like, EDM kind of bands just play? Because to me, like, the magic's gone. Like, it seems like, sure, there's, like, a light show. They're just, but to me, like, maybe they're just hitting a button.
They are. I sort of feel. But
that's how I feel about it, too. I mean, that's why I don't feel like Calvin Harris's set was amazing.
Uh-huh.
One of the, you know, everybody loved that set. But can I put it up there with, like, Arcade Fire, who do play their own instruments?
Okay,
I don't know,
so yeah, let me ask you this. What were the top three?
I really like Churches.
Okay. Really?
They killed
awesome.
It. They
Churches?
Killed it. Yeah, they killed it. And, I mean, they were playing synthesizers, but they were playing the synthesizers.
Yeah.
I mean, they were getting it, and she
live.
Was singing it. It's all live.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have no qualms about them. Empire of the Sun was very good. Flume, although a DJ act, was very good. Chromeo was a lot of fun. Chromeo was, I was surprised by how good they were live.
They're consistently good, though.
Yeah.
I feel like every time they come into town or they're touring, most of their shows are sold out.
Yeah. Have you seen them live?
No, never. I've never really been into Chromeo.
Really?
That's just me, though.
I've always liked Chromeo because he used to teach French at Columbia
really?
While I was there. Yeah.
Did you take French with him?
No.
Just the fact that he taught French?
It was like a rumor, or like a popular rumor, but that was like, this was back in like 2011 when they were just sort of
really, that recently?
Yeah.
And he was still teaching French?
I don't know if he was still teaching French there. He was a grad student or something, and he was teaching. But yeah, that's how I heard about the band. And then I liked that song, Night by Night.
Yep. Great song.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not like their biggest fan, but then they killed it live.
Yeah.
Okay.
They killed it
live. Wait, so Arcade Fire would not be on that list?
No, Arcade Fire. Well, Arcade Fire, I was a little far away for.
Okay.
Because they attracted a big crowd. It was pretty packed.
But was Sahara, or were.
They were at the main stage.
Okay, so was Sahara more packed? Or...
Do
you
yes.
know who was playing at the time, same time? Was it Skrillex?
Yeah, I think Skrillex was overlapping or conflicting with Arcade Fire. Basically, if you didn't get into the Sahara tent early, you were kind of screwed. Because it was just impossible to...
How hot was it in the tent? And how wet were you?
Wet?
Yeah, how wet were you?
Why would I be wet?
Because of sweat. Well, why else would you be wet?
Sorry. Turned on, generally.
Oh, yeah. The music, the lights, that happens.
No, I wasn't that wet because it was warm enough. You definitely got a little sweaty.
Okay.
Saturday was the dust. You probably saw a lot of Instagrams with hashtag Dustchella.
Oh, I did not see that. Dustchella.
Dustchella.
Okay.
Because there were dust storms, dust winds on Saturday, which sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But it was manageable. Friday and Sunday otherwise were good. It was nice to be in the tent because then you weren't in the direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the weather, I mean, you got to deal with being in the desert.
Yeah.
That's why you get some pool time before the festival.
Did you go to any of the parties?
I didn't. I think it's ambitious.
Right, yeah.
Because
you were a vendor, man. And you got to
know.
Somebody's got to deliver.
Somebody's got to serve the people at the after party. I didn't. I think I was talking to another friend just now about, you know, did she make it? And it's so ambitious because you think you can do it, and then realistically, you spend 8 hours out there dancing
mm-hmm.
on your feet. You're not really sitting much. So when it comes to 2 a.m. and the festival's done, plus you have to wait. Either you drive or you take a taxi or an Uber or you take the shuttle. That takes at least like an hour, hour and a half. So
wow.
That just kills your energy. Yeah.
Because
you had to walk out, which is at least a 20, 25-minute walk to whatever it is you're taking out of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you're taking a shuttle or if you're taking a car, you have to sit there waiting for everybody to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes another at least hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, generally speaking. So an hour and a half, and your energy is just, at that point, it's 2:30 a.m. you maybe want to get some, you know, crappy fast food and then call it a night because you got to do this for, you know, starting Friday, two more nights.
So did you have to, like, defecate at all during the weekend? Like, what is that situation like?
At the hotel, fortunately. Okay. Not in those porta potties. God bless those people that have to clean those porta potties. That's what I was thinking constantly throughout the festival. That it's got to be the shittiest job in the world.
Oh, I like that one. That was good.
I think actually pun not even intended. Yeah, not even intended, but it came out.
All right, I think we're running a little late on time. But last question: are you going to go back next year?
If you ask me right now, I would probably say no. Uh-huh. But like anything else, give me a couple of weeks to recover, and I think I might be excited again to go.
All right,
are you guys going to go? Better question.
I don't know. I would like to go once in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have to be with the right group of people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Having a big crew, a good crew, is so important. That definitely elevates my experience.
And just someone who's been there before, I wanted to do it with, and like I want to get a house.
Yeah.
I want to have all the kinks worked out.
Yeah. Know? Start planning right now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for all. All right. We're back, and we have our second guest for the show, Stephanie. She's our resident EDM expert.
Hi, everyone.
So, Steph, what was your experience with Coachella like?
Well, this is my third year going, so I kind of knew what I wanted to do and what to expect, so it was a lot. I actually had a blast this year, so much that my group of friends, where we came back, Monday morning, we were like, man, should we all get weekend two tickets? That's how much fun my group had, and it was a lot of fun.
That's great to hear. So were you in Sahara like the whole time?
No, I was there a majority of the time, but I did walk to the other tents, saw other bands.
So what were some of the highlights that you saw? You know, some just your noticeable, give us your top three non-EDM artists.
Rudimental, Disclosure, Lord, Ellie.
I think we should just do that.
Great
again.
Sound bite there.
Right? We should
like him. I'd still
be
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I'd be stoked. If anything, I'd want him to play his own songs because I didn't know the song he had with Chance. I didn't even know he had a song with Chance.
Right. Dude, let's talk about Bieber for a second.
Yeah.
About that, because what's that guy doing? He should just not. He should just hide for 3 years and then come back with like a hit CD.
Why? He's making so much money right now.
I know, but like his public image is like. Just when you think it can't get any lower, he does something even dumber.
Did you guys watch his deposition video?
No. What is it like?
He's so snarky in it. Like the guy or the lawyer, whoever asked like a question, he's like, what do you mean? I didn't do that. No, I wasn't there. What do you mean? And he's like, no, you were blatantly there.
Yeah, he needs to just take a break, I think, for like 3 years.
But look at Lindsay Lohan.
But I think he's bringing...
What has she been in, huh? Her star status is
Playboy.
So low.
She's also on the Oprah network now.
Is she?
She was either on the Oprah show. I think she might, like Life of Lindsay or something.
That's
but then,
not a show. I thought it was like she was like...
Oh, no. But if anything, what worries me about Justin Bieber is he's bringing down Selena Gomez.
Mm.
And she's like innocent. And
is she innocent?
Well, how much
really
is he bringing down?
Like, she went into rehab.
Well, she was also doing some Microsoft events. All right,
here's
like
the funny
going
thing.
Around,
so
like,
she went into rehab.
Not alcohol
or drug addiction. It was, like, toxic relationships or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Toxic relationships with
for.
Justin Bieber.
I don't know Bieber. Whether to buy that. I don't know what's sadder, that you went to rehab for that or that you're lying about a drug problem with that.
Well, either way, I believe Justin Bieber's the root of that problem. His outfit was toe up from the floor up.
What does that mean?
It was hideous. Like, from his toe to his head, he was ugly. Like, he wore a bucket hat, and then also, like, who wears these elephant pants that, like, your crotch is basically at your knee?
The drop crotch?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
It was
but
so
that's
ugly.
Toe up from the floor up?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, my God. It was so hideous, and it's, like, this bucket hat, and he had, like, a bandana around his wrist. Who wears that? Like, Coachella, just wear, like, a normal t-shirt, white t-shirt from Costco, and you're good.
All right, so
what
yeah,
were you
I'm
wearing?
You, if
yeah.
I were Justin Bieber's manager, this is my plan. I sit him down, I say, listen, dude, Just hide for 3 years.
No.
Don't come out, do anything public for 3 years.
No.
Just use your money, go to the beach, you know, hang out.
No.
And then come back, we'll evaluate a plan. We're going to release a hit CD because you've been gone. His star status, he's still got talent.
But I think it's, did you guys read the article where they pay celebrities to go, like Vanessa Hudgens was paid $20,000 by Lacoste to go to Coachella.
I read that.
Like Lea Michele was paid $10,000 and then to go to all the parties.
Why did Lacoste pay them? Was she wearing like all Lacoste?
Yeah, I think though her last outfit, it was Lacoste.
Is there like a Lacoste booth?
Yeah, there's a Lacoste every year has a day party.
So did you go to the day party?
No, we woke up late. We started the first day waking up at 9, the second day I woke up at 12. Third day just got progressively worse.
Yeah.
You're just exhausted.
I'm going to unleash some haterade here because Jay and I were discussing how Coachella has become, it's not about the music anymore. Music is secondary. It's just totally, in Raul's word, it's just a scene, you know? It's
what's
just like
first
a cool
then?
Party. Yeah, number one, that.
The party?
Yeah, it's like cool. Like, oh, yeah, I'm cool, so I'm going to go to Coachella.
I would disagree because
these,
that's.
Like, Lacoste paying celebrities?
Yeah.
That's not why I go, though. I mean, I don't go to the day parties. I go because, one, I like they have a good EDM lineup, but I also get to broaden my musical outreach to other bands that I wouldn't necessarily pay, like, for them to, or I wouldn't necessarily pay a single ticket price to just see this specific. I would never pay $50 to see Chance the Rapper,
right.
But I got to see him and I got to see him perform with other artists.
All right, that's great to hear. That's really refreshing. Other artists. You said Chance. Did you say Rudimental?
Yeah, Rudimental was really good.
Okay. Anybody else? I know last year you went. You told me the XX was one of your favorites.
Very good.
Really?
Yeah, they were. It was just nice. Just. To not be in the Sahara tent, but I think what was also good this year was Pharrell brought out so many guests.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly, to hear Hot in Here. When is the last time you're ever going to hear Nelly?
Was he the
Nelly was there.
Nelly came out during Pharrell and performed Hot in Here. Gwen Stefani killed
hot
it.
Her.
Hot and Her,
oh,
yeah.
Her.
Please.
Her.
Yeah, Her.
Gwen Stefani played...
Holla back,
and she killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is Gwen Stefani?
Everybody knows how to spell bananas properly.
Yes.
It's not two N's.
It's one.
No, there are.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
It's not
double. It's not consecutive.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody thought it was B-A-N-N or B-A-N-A-N-N.
Huh.
Just one.
Increasing our literacy rates. Thank you.
Jay-Z came out during Nas.
Did you see that?
I personally don't see because I'm very short. But
you were there.
I was there. I got to throw up the Roc Nation.
What does that mean?
It's the Illuminati.
I heard reports that News like barely, they're the headline act. They barely filled the quorum.
Yeah, so you must have read that Yahoo article.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was at
Skrillex. I was at Muse. It was empty.
Wow.
It is kind of sad, though, that EDM is taking over, but it's now... Like, it's pop music right now. Everyone's into it. And I don't think necessarily...
Pop.
I don't think necessarily that Skrillex should move to the main stage because part of the... What's amazing about the Sahara tent, which is predominantly EDM, is the lights and the visuals. Like,
mm-hmm.
things move from the roof and down. Like, it's just amazing lasers that go with it where I don't think you'd have that type of... Be able to have that type of production on a main outdoor stage.
But that's not the purpose of what they're trying to do. They're trying to get as many people as possible to watch the main act.
Which is what they did for Outkast, which I was really pissed about. Because through the Coachella app on Friday, we all got a notification in the middle of the day that Outkast was going to perform 30 minutes early at 11:05 as opposed to 11:35. So me and my friends, we left Zed early to go to Outkast. And Outkast didn't perform until 11:30.
And I heard they got off right at 12, right?
I left early, honestly.
Well,
the Outkast.
Did Raul say that was their deadline, or what was it?
12 was the time?
Yeah.
Wait, so you left early, too?
I left Zed early, and I left Outkast early, because I know the hits of Outkast, but my friends were exhausted, but it was also, they were playing all of their slow jams at the beginning. Like, you got to play stuff... That's going to get the energy pumped up. The first song that everyone knew that they played was Bombs Over Baghdad.
It's a good way to kick it off.
But then after that, it was like, what, like, no one really knows these songs unless you're a huge Andre 3000 fan, or what was Big Boy?
Yeah.
What did you Andre. Think of Andre 3000?
I couldn't see shit. I'm so tiny.
Yeah, that's my problem, too, when I go to these.
Yeah, so I literally hold up my phone and just look at my phone in hopes to see, like, what normal people
see. So you're one of those people that, yeah. like, block people's views because your phone
but
is
But I'm not really blocking anyone's view because I'm 5 feet yeah. tall.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But like, do people start booing Outkast? Because everyone seems like they talked about how much they sucked.
I didn't hear anyone boo, to be honest. I think people left early because they were tired and they weren't playing what they wanted to hear. I did hear that Outkast was complaining, though, that the crowd didn't have enough energy. But I feel like that's the musician's job.
Yeah.
How can you complain
yeah.
about that?
And it's 11:30 and in the heat, like, people get tired.
Yeah, like, we got there like at 1 o'clock on Friday and we were exhausted. ASAP. Ferg was a little questionable too.
How so?
Just, I'm not a big ASAP Ferg person. Like, he only has one song that I kind of know, Shaba.
What about Gucci Down to the Side?
I see, he didn't even play that at first. And then all of a sudden, I think ASAP Mob was there. Like, ASAP Rocky came out, I heard. But I left.
Because it's a whole mob.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
what
so
ASAP, is it?
Always Strive and Prosper.
Always Strive and Prosper.
Oh,
which is, like, it was fun. Like, we were pretty close. But then all of a sudden, like, I guess to hype people up, he just started having everyone chant, Suck My Dick.
Huh.
And it was like, Suck My Dick. And then it was just like, I'm not really into this.
Did you chant along with him?
No. I thought it was inappropriate for me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, Steph?
Yeah, I think we're running low on time. Last question. Or Jay, do you have any?
No, I don't think I do.
Are you going back next year?
Yes.
Yes? All right.
Are you going to stay at a retirement community?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Steph, for your time. This is